I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. I'm styles to the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. Okay, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 34 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Welcome back, guys. This is another episode. As I told you guys, we're going to try our best to increase output when it comes to podcast episodes. We want to focus a little more on the platform. We are very much engulfed in the music at the moment. Guys, I don't know if I told you guys, the plays on Spotify just passed 120,000 plays, 117,000 over the past year. So thank you, anybody who has participated, anybody who has contributed to that number. Anybody who has streamed any music from the DIG catalog, the True catalog, I appreciate it. Thank you. 120,000 plays on Spotify, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's keep running those numbers up. We got Mr. Nice Guy. We got I'm Just Saying. We got Group Chat. We got Sipping Champagne. We got Really, Really, I Swear. All bangers. So go check them out. Go see what's up. Also check out True Rilo, True JB, Tone G, Chach with the Heat, and the Realest Underground Entertainment, TRUE. Go check out that page on Spotify as well. Also, look up True on YouTube and look us up there also. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about every team's last 4,000-yard passer. So we're going to go from alphabetical order from A to W, the Washington Commanders being the last ones, and the Arizona Cardinals being the first ones. Oh, also, before we continue, before we get into it, this is an ad-free episode. We are not doing ads today. We are going straight through, all the way through, and we are going to get to the end. We're going to give you a couple ad-free episodes in a row. That way, you know, as our welcome back, as our welcome home gift, you know? As your welcome home gift, I'm sorry. Every team's last 4,000-yard passer. Arizona Cardinals, we have Carson Palmer back in 2016. I'm not going to lie, I didn't know that Carson Palmer barely retired in 2016. Matt Ryan for the Atlanta Falcons in 2020. Joe Flacco for the Baltimore Ravens in 2016. Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills in 2022. Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers, 2011. The Chicago Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. The Chicago Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. So Rex Grossman, I guess, yeah, notoriously 3,900, 3,800. especially back then in a, I'm surprised Rex Grossman, Jay Cutler for the Bears never threw for 4,000. I guess that might have been, huh. Maybe it's a, they could be clowning. They could be clowning. I don't know. This is by the 33rd team. So 33rd team, thank you for the graphic. We are using your graphic. Everybody go follow 33rd team. Go follow Game Day NFL on Facebook, anywhere that you can find them. These are the graphics that we use when it comes to each episode. We like to shout out anybody that contributes. They are not directly associated with the podcast, but we do appreciate their graphics, so we like to show love to people who put in work and, you know, provide graphics for the internet and the world to see and analyze and kind of just run through. So thank you. Review is what I was is the word I was looking for. Joe Burrow for the Cincinnati Bengals, that was 2022, so that was last year, along with Josh Allen. The Cleveland Browns surprisingly have had a 4,000-yard passer. It's not Baker Mayfield. Brian Sipe in 1990. I don't know who that is. I wasn't born yet. Does anybody know Brian Sipe? You guys go ahead and go look that guy up, because I don't know who Brian Sipe is, but somebody needs to tell me. Oh, guys, it's not 1990. It's actually 1980. So Brian Sipe, B-R-I-A-N-S-I-P-E. You guys go do some homework. Go check it out. See what they say about that or what. And I'm surprised that Baker Mayfield, well, Baker, I guess, notoriously also was a high 3,000s type of guy as well. That was 8 quarterbacks. The next row that we have starts off with Dak Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys. The last time that he threw for 4,000 yards, the last time the Cowboys had a 4,000-yard passer was 2021, and that was Dak Prescott. The Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, was their last 4,000-yard passer in 2014. Jared Goff was the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions was Jared Goff in 2022. The Green Bay Packers had Aaron Rodgers throw for 4,000 in 2021. The Houston Texans had Deshaun Watson in 2020. The Indianapolis Colts had Phillip Rivers in 2020. The Jacksonville Jaguars had Trevor Lawrence last year in 2022. The Kansas City Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes in 2022. The Las Vegas Raiders had Derek Carr in 2021. See, now these, now, they're, most of them are recent. They are not all 10 years ago, 30 years ago, never. You had a couple. You had the Bears, never. You had the Browns, 1980. The Cardinals, the Panthers in 2011. The Denver Broncos in 2014. You had some people that were like kind of, you know, it's been a while, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 13, whatever the case may be. We are going to get to one that has been, it's been a while. The following tier, as we said, was Las Vegas Raiders, Derek Carr in 2021. The Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert in 2022. Matthew Stafford for the Los Angeles Rams in 2021. Ryan Tannehill for the Miami Dolphins in 2015. Kirk Cousins for the Minnesota Vikings back in 2022. Tom Brady for the New England Patriots, 2019. Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints, 2017. The New York Giants had Eli Manning in 2018. When was the last time the New York Jets had a 4,000-yard passer? I pose this question this way because they are by far the longest team, like by far. So we said 1980 for the Cleveland Browns. Think lower, obviously. The New York Jets' last 4,000-yard passer was Joe Namath in 1967. So that was 13 years prior to Brian Sipe in 1980 throwing for 4,000 for the Cleveland Browns. Let's make sure that math is correct. 1967, we said 13, 70. Yeah, okay. that would have been embarrassing. But Joe Namath for the New York Jets in 1967. That was probably the year they won the Super Bowl, too, if anything. Carson Wentz in 2019 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ben Roethlisberger in 2018 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeff Garcia in 2000 for the San Francisco 49ers. Geno Smith in 2022 for the Seattle Seahawks. Tom Brady in 2022 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Warren Moon. Okay, here's another one that goes before the 21st century. This is Warren Moon, 1991 for the Tennessee Titans. And the last person on the list is Kirk Cousins for the Washington Commanders in 2017. So I'm going to go through that list again. Carson Palmer, 2016 for the Arizona Cardinals. Matt Ryan, 2020 for the Atlanta Falcons. Joe Flacco, 2016 for the Baltimore Ravens. Josh Allen, 2022 for the Buffalo Bills. Cam Newton, 2011 for the Carolina Panthers. The Chicago Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. But do your research, guys, and make sure that the 33rd team is on point. Make sure that they are on, you know, make sure everything's on lock. Joe Burrow for the Cincinnati Bengals, 2022. Brian Sipe, 1980 for the Cleveland Browns. Dak Prescott, 2021 for the Dallas Cowboys. Peyton Manning, 2014 for the Denver Broncos. Jared Goff, 2022 for the Detroit Lions. Aaron Rodgers, 2021 for the Green Bay Packers. Deshaun Watson, 2020 for the Houston Texans. Phillip Rivers, 2020 for the Indianapolis Colts. Trevor Lawrence, 2022 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Patrick Mahomes, 2022 for the Kansas City Chiefs. Derek Carr, 2021 for the Las Vegas Raiders. Justin Herbert, 2022 for the Los Angeles Chargers. Matthew Stafford, 2021 for the Los Angeles Rams. Ryan Tannehill, 2015 for the Miami Dolphins. Kirk Cousins, 2022 for the Minnesota Vikings. Tom Brady, 2019 for the New England Patriots. Drew Brees, 2017 for the New Orleans Saints. Eli Manning, 2018 for the New York Giants. Joe Namath, 1967 for the New York Jets. Carson Wentz, 2019 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ben Roethlisberger, 2018 for the Steelers. Jeff Garcia, 2000 for the 49ers. Geno Smith, 2022 for the Seattle Seahawks. Tom Brady, 2022 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Warren Moon, 1991 for the Tennessee Titans, and Kirk Cousins, 2017 for the Washington Commanders. That is per 33rd team, every team's last 4,000-yard passer. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4-tiered list. There was 8 quarterbacks in each tier. The ones that I wasn't really surprised by any of them except for the Cleveland Browns, the New York Jets, and the Chicago Bears, because I think Jay Cutler, if he didn't throw for 4,000, that's pretty, I mean, no, but I guess I remember 38, 37, 39. The league was different back then. Everybody wasn't throwing for 4,000. But other than that, I guess Jared Goff throwing for 4,000 with the Detroit Lions was pretty impressive. That was something that stuck out to me. Joe Flacco for the Ravens. I didn't know that Lamar hasn't thrown for 4,000. Carson Palmer as well. Same thing with Kyler. I didn't know Kyler hasn't hit that 4,000 yet either. Tua Tagovailoa is probably coming for Ryan Tannehill with the Miami Dolphins in 2015. I would imagine Daniel Jones is probably getting close to beating, I mean, to getting, being the last for the New York Jets this year. And I think that might be Jalen Hurts will probably become the Eagles' last 4,000 yard passer this year as well. Aaron Rodgers will probably go for 4,000 and become the successor to Joe Namath as the next 4,000 yard passer. Next and last, Mac Jones might be the successor for Tom Brady, maybe. Justin Fields might become the first ever for Chicago. Who do the Cleveland Browns have at quarterback right now? Is it Deshaun? Deshaun Watson? Y'all watch out for Deshaun Watson with the Cleveland Browns, I guess. You know what I'm saying? He could be the next 4,000-yard passer for the Browns. What about C.J. Stroud with the Texans, the rookie quarterback, the number 2 overall pick in the draft? Does he go for 4,000? Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos, does he succeed Peyton Manning as the Denver Broncos' last 4,000-yard passer? Does Lamar succeed Joe Flacco? I don't think the Falcons have a quarterback that are going to succeed Matt Ryan. I don't think Tom Brady retired. The Bucks don't have anybody that's going to go for 4,000. Titans don't. Commanders don't. Saints don't. Patrick Mahomes, I think we all know, is going to do it again. Trevor Lawrence, I think we can all say, is a pretty safe bet that he'll probably do it again. Dak Prescott, pretty safe bet he'll do it again. Actually, who is the Raiders quarterback at the moment? Because I know Derek Carr is no longer their quarterback. I know he's a Saint now. So New Orleans Saints might have Drew Brees be succeeded this year by Derek Carr. Who is the Raiders quarterback? Mariota? To be honest, I'm not sure. Let me think for a second, because the Las Vegas Raiders, did they just draft somebody? No. I don't know. I'll have to check. I'll have to look. Do y'all want me to look? Because if y'all want me to look, I could look. Let's see. Las Vegas Raiders current quarterback. Their roster is... Oh, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, yeah. Jimmy GQ. The players listed for the Las Vegas roster for quarterback is Chase Garbers, number 15. Jimmy Garoppolo, number 10, and Brian Hoyer, number 5. And then they also have Aiden O'Connell, but it doesn't say, I don't know who that is, I don't know where he played or what. Shout out to DuckDuckGo, though. He was drafted in the 4th round of the 2023 draft, Aiden O'Connell from Purdue. So that was a rookie 4th rounder. Jimmy Garoppolo, as we all know who he is. Chase Garbers is a free agent that they signed. Okay. And everybody knows Jimmy GQ and Brian Hoyer. But yeah, guys, that was the list for every team's last 4,000-yard passer per 33rd team. Today, we're going to keep it short. That's going to be all for today's episode. Everybody make sure to tune in at the end of every month for the exclusive Mia Made It podcast episodes, where we talk about every WWE live event, and we discuss different, we do different things regarding the WWE, and we follow indie wrestlers, we follow Benny Dreams, the hottest and fastest rising star out of South Texas, Texas Wrestling Reviews Breakout Superstar of the Year for 2022, Texas Wrestling Reviews Rookie of the Year for 2021. It's just a fun episode. It's something that we do. But like I said, at the end of every month, we do cover every single WWE premium live event. So you guys make sure to tune in when that comes out. We're going to find out. You guys pay attention. You guys, you know, wait for that noti to pop up. Everybody subscribe. Everybody follow on Spotify. Turn on the notifications. You know what to do. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcasts. Guys, we'll catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.